السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I don't know where I start from. A very dear sister to me, she sent me a message yesterday after the Rohingya, the people in Burma, and what happening to them, and genocide there, and what they suffering going through. She said, why we do not demonstrate and send messages and demonstrate and do this and do that. I am going to tell you now something a lot of you do not know. When you study demonstration, all this demonstration, number one, it is done by colonialism, even if some scholar agree about it. And demonstration without unity, without power, without lobby, without massive force, it will not work. Without leadership, go watch Malcolm X movie, you will understand. If you understand, one scene is very powerful. By this way, we have no leadership. We have no unity. We have no power with Allah. And I will share with you something else. What my father always told me, rahmatullah alayhi, always sadaq Allah al-azim. What it meaning? What Allah want from me now? What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell me to do now? What the majority of the scholar want me to do now? My dear brother and sister in Islam, what you're going to hear from me is ugly. Very ugly, you might not like it, but this is the truth. Honest to Allah, today I feel so choked. I make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take me. Because I'm so choked. Why? When we see all this condition, we become a puppet. A puppet to TV and the news. It's almost like Syria is shut. Yemen is shut. Libya is shut. Iraq is shut. Every Palestine is shut. No. The bubble us and we become like a puppet playing, dancing according to the news. They can inflate the news according to whatever they like. And we dancing accordingly. Link, 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 and we go back again. Now, when you die, can you say to Allah how many links you sent? Can you say to Allah how many messages you heard and you sent? Allah will tell you what you done with them. And meantime, I will read for you, or I will share with you, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in At-Tar'ib wa At-Tarhib. And this hadith in a chapter of Jihad, believe it or not. When a boy, young man, fight with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and want to die for Sabilillah. His mother, after he died, and after the battle finished, she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm so happy. My son, most likely in a high level in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, his face was tight. And he replied to her, he said, maybe you do not know, he used to talk too much. And he said exactly, كَانَ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِي. He used to talk in nonsense, in a topic not belong to him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, how many moments we spend it for dhikrullah? And how many moments we spend it for drama and talking nonsense? Continuing a lot of biting, baghaiba, yanimit, tamina. This hadith, I'm just sharing it with you. This hadith has been repeated at least 2-3 times. But the another time was in Amana. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking with some companion, and they said, oh Rasulullah, we're passing the grave so and so. He died for Sabilillah. He's now enjoying Jannah. He said, how you know? Maybe he is in hellfire. They said, how ya Rasulullah? He said, in a battle, he saw a necklace. He put it in his pocket. Just a necklace, a small tiny necklace. It stopped him from being rewarded. He died as for Sabilillah. The same reporting again with another man. The same thing the companion said, Ya Rasulullah, he died for Sabilillah. Maybe inshallah he's in the grave now, mashallah, in Jannah. He said, how do you know? He did not fulfill his amana. What is his amana? One of his relatives has some problem. She asked for help. He did not go to help. Imagine backbiting and namima, not fulfilling the amana, taking from the trust, can stop even the reward of being a shaheed for Sabilillah. By this way, forgive me, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we are living 100% dunya, confident and rush, and comfort with little bit of ritual. We're living hypocrisy 100%, quote unquote, good deed. We're not aching, we're not united, we're not together. How many verses in Quran, Allah warning us if we do not unite it? By the way, which one is number one now? Unity or talking? If we go march now, who is our leader? How powerful we are? Who will listen to us? Nobody. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us restless, useless, like scum. Why? Because we're full of dunya. By this way, please go back to journey of victory within, verse of journey of defeat within. But don't read it, don't send link, live it. This is what's missing today. May Allah forgive me, I'm the criminal. I send many messages. I discover a lot of people does not even listen to it. And those who listen to it, they listen whatever they like and they slide whatever they like. Even the verses in Quran, some people slide it. Imagine Allah send you a gift, a verses in Quran to reflect upon it, and you're not interesting. You have no time. But you have time for everything else except a message coming to you. Tell me. And after that we want to cry over the people who died in Rohingya, the Rohingya people in Myanmar or in Burma. What about the Chinese, the 25 million people who are really suffering? What about people in Gaza? What about people in Syria? What about in Iraq? What about Yemen? What about Libya? What about all of us? I was with one brother today, and he started talking to me about this and that. I said, brother, do you know who is really in big fitna? It's not them. They are in trial. We are in big fitna because we're watching. We're watching what we're going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much you mean even dua you make for them. How many minutes you ache for them. And forgive me. Today and yesterday I was busy with many phone calls and many questions, and all of them, either family problem, nonsense problem, lunatic problem, drama problem. Is this a time for drama? What about the hurricane hit Houston? What about the hurricane next week or this Friday will hit South America and Florida? What about the fire in California? What about all what going on in the earth? What about the sun eclipse like a couple of weeks ago? Is all this sign we passing by and we heedlessness? It doesn't mean nothing to us. What about the people who died and we bury them? What about the people we know they are sick and suffering? What about all the people having zulm in earth? What about the people who are suffering in earth? Can I just drop some money and run? My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is our condition. Study. Study, but be serious. Be serious because you're going to die and you're going to stand up in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're going to be questioned what you did. You cannot tell him I send links. This is my idea. What you did, how much you sacrifice, how much you're willing to do. What action you did to come together and be united. Because without united action for Sabilillah, we're not going anywhere. I was watching in America, Chinese, Korean, different nationality, they come, one family, supermarket after supermarket, business after business, we fail as a family, we fail as a brother and sister for Allah. Why? The nafs is high, we cannot do any good deed together with unity. We're not willing to humble each other for Sabilillah. You call this Islam? You call this Quran? You call all this knowledge? I'm going to share with you again some verses. Please read it carefully. Read it carefully. I mean it. It will teach you a lot. Chapter An-Naml, verse 61 till 66. Very important message. An-Naml, 73, 74, 75. This is in the shukr, to thank Allah. 78 until 82. 93. Read all these verses. Reflect. Let me know. Please send me a recorded audio message with your reflection. Some of you forgive me, they send me the reflection. And you know what is it? The verse said, this is not reflection. Don't read the verse what it said. What it means to you. Where are you? What message you gained from it? What message it hit you? Al-Qasas, chapter Al-Qasas, verse 4 until 6. There is a sunnah of Allah repeated over and over again. Read it carefully. You will learn a lot. I promise you. 4 till 6. Al-Ankabut, chapter Al-Ankabut, verse 1 till 6. Again, a very important message. 10 till 12. 10 until 11. A very important, dangerous message. Read it carefully. Now tell me, what are we waiting for? Death? To be in a grave? And what are you going to say? Rabbi Raja'un, oh Allah, let me come back. I will do good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, forgive us, and may Allah save me, forgive me. Last 48 hours, I will tell you the truth. I was so sick of everything surrounding me because everybody is drama, nonsense. And nobody aware about it. Even all the question, family, daughter, son, husband, this, that. And all of us is criminal. Why? We're not getting close to Allah. We're not united to Allah. And now instead of spreading salam, generating salam, united for Allah, what we do? Either we're generating drama, talk about drama, making fitna, absorbing fitna, Allahu Akbar. And when this happened, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Allah, if you descended fitna in earth, take my soul. Before I become a part of fitna, expunging fitna, spreading fitna. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all what you're watching, it will increase. It will not decrease. Because we are the criminal. Because we are the custodian of the message in earth. We are the carrier of justice in earth. But imagine if the judge who's spreading justice in earth, he become a criminal. What else you want? And we go back to our dunya waiting for another news about another mischief and another big musibah and fitna in one part of the ummah. It's almost like if the news do not talk, we not even think about it. It's a lot of hot spot in earth, full of mischief and zulm and fitan, big time. But because the news do not talk about it, we do not think about it. We bubble like Pepsi Cola. One day, one night, and that's it. We go back again to the same thing, waiting for another bubble again. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون فستذكرون ما أقول لكم وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله رسول بالعباد. You will know what I said to you, and you will know, and I'm surrendering myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you believe, all of you, the majority of people who do help Muslim today is non-Muslim, and Muslim is standing just watching? Why are we busy? We have no time. We have no time to do. We have no time to do. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, ya Rabbi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.